There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture. Heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
And what have you learned?
Danny Masterson pleaded not guilty to multiple charges of rape today, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Masterson was arrested and charged in June with three counts of rape by force or fear. The alleged separate incidents occurred between 2001 and 2003. Danny Masterson is out on $3.3 million bail, and he's due back in court on March 24th.
All right, good. The one thing that happened with that whole case is that a couple of the cases, different cases, that's how many women have alleged this.
Yeah.
The judge ordered the Scientologists, some of the women, to go to Scientology mediation.
Yeah. Danny Masterson?
So I'm glad that this is moving at least in the one case.
Yes. And Amanda Bynes seems to be interested in a career as a singer. Now, today, Amanda Bynes posted a collaboration called Diamonds that she is doing with someone, a musical entity called Precise. So she posted it to YouTube today. And there's a steady beat. It's kind of a hip-hop song. So she's doing that. Go Amanda Bynes. And finally, well, just because, why not talk about this story? Pablo Escobar's former hippos and their offspring are causing quite the problem down in the country of Colombia. So a new study found that they're concerned over the hippos, that they're a large invasive animal, and their negative environmental impact is also impacting human safety down in Colombia.
It's the
That is an aggressive animal.
It's the most dangerous animal on the continent of Africa. He had them in his private zoo, one male and three females.
Yes.
And then when he went to he got arrested or whatever, and there was no one there. They got released in the wild.
Right. And the population has increased since then. Researchers believe there are about 80 hippos that are all ancestors of those three hippos that you just mentioned, Lori.
Right.
And that's up from 35 hippos counted about 10 years ago.
They're the most dangerous land animal. They get up to like 35 miles an hour. They kill more people in all of Africa than any other animal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out mytalk1071.com or download the MyTalk app.